Welcome to the August 21st edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. In part 4 of her video interview, Dr. Amber Hill of Research Grid explains why most trial failures are fundamentally administrative problems. Patient sourcing, site feasibility, and back-office data capture are where AI delivers the fastest and most meaningful wins, while downstream activities face harder constraints from protocol and regulatory structure. Up next, in news, CureVit Clinical Research acquired Lindus Health's clinical research organization assets, giving the company a unified operational footprint across North America and Europe for decentralized, hybrid, and traditional trials. The combination addresses a market gap for sponsors needing multi-country execution without choosing between regional niche partners or legacy CROs. And last but not least, the FDA approved Regeneron's new treatment for FOP, the first therapy reducing new bone lesion formation in adults with this ultra-rare genetic disorder affecting approximately 900 patients worldwide. The Phase 3 trial showed reductions of 90% and 94% in new lesions at 56 weeks at two dose levels compared to placebo, addressing a condition where most patients become wheelchair-dependent by age 30. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again next week for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Have a great weekend.